Today I'm talking to Rit Patel. You're the marketing manager for Crossroads Care Surrey, which is based in Leatherhead. Good morning, Rip, and thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie.
Morning, thanks for having me.
Crossroads Care is a charity offering care and support services, information and advice to unpaid carers and their families for over 40 years. Today we're going to talk about the removal of funded respite care for unpaid carers across Surrey. Initially, there was a Surrey County Council funding for respite services under a contract, supposedly running until March 2027. I understand that the funding was given to you to provide respite services to carers. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What sort of respite care did you provide, and did the funding you received cover the needs for the carers?
Yes, so for about 14 years, we had been delivering respite care, so giving carers 35 hours of care, which was split up into 3.5 hour slots per week for 10 weeks. This time last year, that was then increased to 70 hours, and the use of those hours are more flexible, so they could either carry on with the 3.5 hours per week, or use it all in one go, or use it, in different times of the year. As long as it was used within a year, it was increased. So that was changed and increased this time last year before the council then served notice on their contract.
Let's put perspective on what this sort of care, respite care, meant to carers, because they're offering, they're a whole band of covering respite carers, like people that are working, people trying to hold their jobs down, sometimes even younger adolescents looking after older parents. So what did this respite care mean to them?
It meant the world because caring can be a 24-hour job. So having that break, knowing that someone was able to look after the person that they care for, to be able to, whether it's to go shopping or see friends or do an activity or even have a rest or sleep, that 3.5 hours or however, whatever breaks they had was just that break from their caring role, which can be, as you know, just, pretty relentless.
Yeah, it must have been kind of lifesaver really for them. Why is it being removed?
We think it's clearly a cost-cutting exercise from the council. It's they've offered just a voucher in return, so for £300, which offers about 8 to 9 hours of care, and they carried out independent research before serving notice on the contract. I've gone through that whole report, and there. They've come back with saying that carers wanted more flexibility and choice on how that care is used, so they can use that voucher on activities or equipment, other things. We think it's basically a cost-cutting exercise.
So they're saying they wanted more flexibility. Do the £300 vouchers come to you to provide respite for the carers, or does that now go straight to the carers?
That goes straight to the carers, so they can use that £300 however they wish. I went through their independent research, the Luminous report that the council carried out, and that theme of choice that the council go by was taken from a staff suggestion. Carers actually wanted more flexibility on how those hours were used, which was provided with the 70-hour increase. They wanted more hours, they wanted more continuity of their care. So effectively, the council's £300 voucher ignores what carers wanted in that report, and they've run with a staff suggestion in that report to say they wanted just flexibility on what that money was going to be used for.
So presumably when you were providing the respite care, you probably had contracted people to provide respite care in a big group more effectively, being more cost effective. A £300 voucher means the carers have individually got to go to organisations or holiday breaks or something with that voucher to pay for their care. And they've probably got an awful lot less for that £300, don't they?
Yes, the £300 gets about 8 to 9 hours of care,
Yeah.
compared to the 70 hours that they would have received before. So it's a huge, huge difference
Yeah,
from what they can provide.
that's a huge cut. And what was Surrey County Council's response to your concerns?
So they've only come back with the same response that £300 voucher is giving people what they want. with more flexibility and choice. We've even had MPs and opposing councillors go to them on our behalf, and they've come back with the same response or no responses at all. Even though we've gone back to them with proof that their theme of choice stems from a staff suggestion rather than actually what carers wanted in their own report, come back with the same thing.
Just brick wall, not getting anywhere. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Have the carers themselves written into the council saying this isn't working? And what has been the uptake of the vouchers from carers?
So last I checked, the uptake, probably about the same amount of people that were supported with those respite breaks that we were providing care for. I think less people are using those vouchers. So, huge cost saving there on the council's behalf.
When they give these vouchers out, do they have a list of respite breaks people can use those vouchers on to guide them into the right direction?
They just send a link to the Care Choices website so people can go on and select.
So really important unpaid carers get support. They're at breaking point, especially as you're saying winter pressures increase. Have you any way to go from this point onwards to try and 9.5 hours or 9 hours care compared to 70 hours care? It's not really comparable, is it?
No, it's not meaningful at all. I mean, it's a seems a one-off token gesture, really. Carers, if they have meaningful respite care, it kind of prevents burnout. We're trying to prevent a crisis from happening, preventing them going into GP services and hospitals, which are already stretched. NHS trusts have already announced critical incidents across Surrey. So providing meaningful respite breaks can help prevent those situations of going into an already stacked healthcare system.
I'm glad you said that because you've cited the research by Carers UK and Centre for Care estimates that unpaid carers provide care worth £184 billion each year, which is equivalent to the cost of running the NHS. That's a huge amount of money that they're saving the NHS by doing what they do, basically for nothing, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. They're a silent or second NHS and the backbone of our country, really. They save the health service billions every year, as you just said. So to not provide them any kind of support and to leave them stranded like that will just put more pressure on the NHS.
Obviously, there's lots of talk about funding in the NHS and what Wes Streeting's going to do. And I think there's a commonality running in what he says is going to do that carers provide support, and you've got to provide support down the care chain from leaving hospital, going back to lots of people actually stuck in hospital because they've got no care for when they go home. Have you approached central government on this?
Yeah, well, we've been liaising with Lib Dem MPs and Surrey councillors that are not the Conservative councillors that have made the decision to cut the funding. So we're working really hard to lobby and campaign against this decision and provide, not necessarily with us, but just some kind of meaningful support for carers. We're really trying to fight for carers and their rights, really.
And in the long term, it will save the NHS money because people are not, it's more expensive to keep somebody stuck in a hospital bed, taking up a valuable space for somebody else going to hospital, than to get them into their own homes with care, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. We want to prevent crisis, we want to prevent burnout, we want them to continue with their caring role, and having those meaningful kind of breaks really helps with that. We've been
Yeah.
working with Carers Trust as well, who have been
Yeah.
helping us with that. So,
Obviously, you're a charity. I know you have many fundraising events during the year. What fundraising events have you got coming up, and what can our listeners do to support you as a charity?
Well, we have a number of initiatives. I mean, I think first and foremost, awareness is key for anyone. A lot of carers don't even know that they're carers themselves. So we're trying to get that message out there because it's a duty to a loved one, whether it's a parent or someone you've been married to for years, that that's someone you love, you're not a carer for them, but actually you are. And once you acknowledge that, there's so much support and advice and help you can get out there. And then it's knowing that people are in that situation and having that support as well. So, first thing I'd say is awareness and fundraising. I mean, with the funding being cut, it's really difficult. So we have a self-funded service that people pay, or across as direct service that people pay for care, and that is not for profit. All the money goes back into supporting the charity. And then for those that can't afford to pay for their own care, we do a lot of fundraising and big events. So, in a few months' time, we'll be having our I'm a Director, Get Me Out of Here event. So, that's our biggest kind of fundraising event of the year. where we get a lot of corporate directors and people to come on and do an I'm a director style or I'm a celebrity style event to raise funds. But we do lots throughout the year. People either donate regularly, we have legacy gifts or in memory. And actually, when the council did cut their funding last year, we managed to actually support the people, 274 people we managed with our funds from other people, managed to continue that support for several months, which is invaluable because the council suddenly cut it short. Even people that were due to still finish their hours were cut off. So that shows how important that funding can be when we get large legacy donations or people donating regularly. It really helps continue that support for those people.
So, if people want to support, what's the website they go on to do so?
Crossroadscaresurrey.org.uk. We have lots of stuff and lots of different ways to fundraise to support us, not just financially, but through volunteering as well. So, yeah, I would urge people to get in touch and find out more.
Thank you, Rip. Thank you very much for coming on to Radio Jackie and talking all about the charity.
Thanks very much, and thanks for having me.